Hare Krishna. Go beyond activity, productivity and connectivity to spirituality. We live in age with increasing material progress. When we live in the material world, there has been a constant focus on activity. If we compare modern history with immediate pre-medieval or classic history, we see that through the development of technology, from activity, there has been movement towards productivity. So we don't want to be just active, we want to be productive. We want to make sure that we are purposefully, fruitfully active. And many technological gadgets were intended to remove human drudgery and to optimize human productivity. So mechanical work, which did not require investment of consciousness at a very personal or emotional level, which required primarily the mechanical functioning, that was done through machines. So that way, the idea was humans who are working, their productivity can be optimized. And from the industrial age came the digital age. From the digital age now come the internet age, where the whole focus is on connectivity. Through the social media, through our phones, through the internet, we stress connectivity and breaking news and breaking trends and changing stock market prices. All these often create a very high need for connectivity. And connectivity is considered to be one of the prime definers of progress and one of the prime requirements for success. Yes, depending on different socio-cultural, socio-economic, socio-political situations, yes, connectivity may be required. Productivity is also important. We don't just want to work. We want to work meaningfully, as they say, work smartly. And certainly nothing is possible without work. At the same time, we need to recognize that even if there has been some progress at the horizontal level in terms of activity, productivity, connectivity, that progress does not solve the fundamental problems of material existence. That's all this, even if we move from activity towards connectivity, still, we still remain within the realm of mortality. We may be connected with people in any part of the world, but still, if we look at the news is often of death, deceit, destruction, and that is how the nature of the material world is. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that a wise person, a learned person, one who is cultivating knowledge, recognizes that birth, old age, disease and death are the fundamental problems, dukkha dosha. They are the miseries that characterize material existence. And nothing material can enable us to deal with these miseries. So even if we are having the highest connectivity, still we cannot avoid old age, we cannot avoid disease, we cannot avoid death. So if the socio-cultural situation in which we are living requires us to invest our time in productivity, invest our time in connectivity, that's fine. We can do whatever is required. But what is important is we don't think that these are a replacement for spirituality or that these can become replacement for spirituality. No, they can't. We actually need spirituality so that we can go beyond the ultimate problems of material existence, because spirituality raises our consciousness to a spiritual level and thus frees us, although our bodies will suffer, but our consciousness being free from our body attachments will float above the body and will become liberated from the body, and we will ultimately attain eternal life with Krishna. So, adhyatma gyan tattvam tattva gyanartha darshanam etat gyanam iti proktam agyanam yadato anyatha. So, Krishna says, adhyatma gyan tattvam, understanding that spiritual knowledge alone is eternal, tattva gyanartha darshanam, a wise person searches for that which is the absolute truth. And Krishna, this is the essence of knowledge, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 13.12. So, we too, we can use the scales of activity, productivity, connectivity, but we should not get enamored by them. Instead, we focus on cultivating spirituality. And by cultivating spirituality, we'll be able to even use better our activity, productivity, connectivity considerations. And also we will be able to attain something which cannot be attained by this material progress. We'll be able to attain spiritual consciousness, and with it, eternal liberation, eternal life and love with Krishna. And that offers us fulfillment not only when we attain Krishna at the end of our lives, but it offers us fulfillment even now, here in this world, when we stay connected with Krishna through sincere devotion. When we pray to Krishna, when we absorb ourselves in Krishna, then even amidst activity, productivity, connectivity, we can experience Krishna's shelter, and thereby be protected, strengthened, and fulfilled by that inner connection with Krishna. Thank you.